second thoughts? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It was a little disconcerting to read that the head of the Arab League, Amr Moussa, was now having second thoughts about supporting the no-fly zone in Libya.
Amr Moussa voiced concern that these airstrikes might hurt civilians yesterday.
That's correspondent Tom Popick. The whole reason the U.S. was willing to even consider getting involved was that the Arab world was cool with it. Otherwise, it would be the U.S. once again interfering in a Muslim country, which we don't want to do. In fact, to hear the president talk about it, this barely even qualifies as a war.
We will provide the unique capabilities that we can bring to bear to stop the violence against civilians.
We were simply providing our unique capabilities over the weekend, sort of like a military house call. And it's true, there is a definite difference between this and Iraq. This is a war that France actually likes. They were in the fight on day one this time, motivated in part by the number of Europe-bound refugees Gaddafi's regime was creating, and Britain was happy to join in too, perhaps a little payback for Lockerbie. And of course, Europe needs Libya's oil. But still, you have to have clear Arab support so it doesn't look like those are the reasons. So this is a bad time for the head of the Arab League to be saying it was all too violent. We didn't know you were going to fire missiles. And even he apparently realized how silly that sounded.
Today, he sort of backed away from that comment, saying he fully supports the no-fly resolution. It's just that he thinks that civilians and the protection of civilians should come first, not targeting Gaddafi forces.
But it's Gaddafi forces who are killing the Oh, never mind. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.